Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Chicago's very me. Well, we said we'd follow up with Bettina Gozzo, America's happiest human, and she's here now as the winner of the nationwide competition on Next Fitness Star.
Woo! We predicted it.
Yeah.
We told you you'd win.
I was very shocked.
It's exciting. How'd you find out you won?
They announced it on a nationwide TV show.
Which one?
The Insider.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So I was really excited and very shocked. I cried a little.
Well, I'd cry too because you won, I don't know if you know this, $1 billion in cash.
Okay, I think I would have fainted if that happened.
Yes. When you win, is it hard not to be like, yes, yes, yes? You have to be like, oh, here's to everybody else.
It's Bettina. She's never that.
I know. I just cried. And like, my face, there's a really funny photo of my eyes, like, and my mouth just wide open, like, what?
Bettina goes out to get to the mail and she cheers. She's right. Just happy all day. What'd you win?
You won
some cash.
I won some cash, which is pretty cool.
Was it 50 grand?
No, not that much, but $10,000.
Well, $10,000
yes,
is good.
$10,000. Yeah. And then I get to create a beginner guide for strength training.
Ooh.
So, yeah, this is pretty cool.
And all this marketing and buzz means she's got to fire her agent.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's going to need a new agent. I don't even know who reps you, but it's time for a new agent.
That's how she picks agents. She makes them plank. And whoever lasts the longest.
Yep. Yeah.
We planked last time.
Yes, we did.
When you say poorly, we planked, it was the two of you?
Well, yeah. Poorly, but...
Bettina, we were asking some questions this morning, and since you're here, you can help us out with this. What do you do that's more of a guy thing? Obviously, fitness isn't the answer, but listen to some of these. One of my colleagues is a girly girl times 10, hair, makeup, the whole deal. She bow hunts every weekend during hunting season.
Bow hunts.
So you're not a bow hunter.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let me see here. And... I've got a bunch here to get to you, too.
I'm trying to think of, like, what about,
My, hi, Stevie, this one says, you know. My name is Frankie, and I'm a former college athlete, married to my husband, 3 kids in all sports. I'm a spitter.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but when I'm outside, I have to spit. It's such a bad habit, I have to watch myself around my girlfriends now.
Oh.
See, wrapping
that's
up,
gross.
Wrapping up a nice lunch among friends. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She's got to let one fly. And I've also changed to toilets. That's from the 708. 815. I enjoy operating farm equipment. Now, there's no postscript here. I hope that means she owns a farm or at least works on a farm.
Yeah.
Because if she randomly pulls up to a farm and goes and gets on a combine, Orion's going to be upset.
Yes, he will.
815. I like a nice cigar. You ever smoke a cigar?
I've tried it. My uncles like to smoke them, but they kind of make me tired.
I can't imagine you tired.
I don't see you smoking either as a proponent of fitness, right?
Yeah, I don't. I try to avoid it.
847, I control the TV remote.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. 815, I have mad car packing skills. I can pack a 4-bedroom apartment in the back of a minivan.
Ooh.
I could use that.
Yeah, me too.
815, I love to shovel snow. 847, I love rare red meat, watching football, falling asleep in the recliner while watching TV every night. And I think gas is hilarious.
I do too.
And they go on and on. Anyway, texters, 312-981-7200. All right, Bettina, when we come back after traffic, we want to find out exactly where you're going with a career. And then we're going to put Dave and Andrea through another workout while I watch. Oh. It's traffic first, and Andrea's wearing a dress. This could be fun for you guys watching online.
Oh, thanks.
All right, so Bettina Gozzo's here. She won the Next Fitness Star gig. You still working for Nike, too?
I sure am.
What do you do for Nike?
I am one of their Nike Master Trainers, and I work at World Headquarters in Portland.
And what do you do now that you're the Next Fitness Star?
I get to create a beginner's guide.
Right, but
strength.
I mean, beyond that, they got to be offering you stuff.
You know, I'm just trying to promote the brand and represent women's health and Nike in the best way possible.
But you're getting phone calls. They're offering you things. Like Gozzo on ice.
Just trying to bat them all off.
Right. Because the bit, you know, you did the rock star thing.
Yeah.
You fronted a band for a while.
Yep.
All right, so you don't want to be a musician.
I mean, I don't want to be. I kind of still fantasize about being like, in some. I want to play for Beyonce or like Kesha or something.
Oh. Whatever happened to Beyonce? Did she ever make it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it seemed like it worked out right for her. But what about acting? Would you do any of that?
You know what? I did at some point. I did a little bit of acting and on camera work, but I love like more hosting stuff and being Bettina, not being someone else.
Well, the show that released the news that you won, The Insider,
yeah,
is one of three big Hollywood news shows, right? Not necessarily the E stuff, yeah. But you still have Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
And you have The Insider. Yeah. And then what's the one with Mario?
Access Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, and actually, Insider is Mario, right?
I don't
know. Access is. I think Access? You're right. Extra. Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, Extra.
Oh, Extra. Extra, so there's
yeah.
four.
Yeah.
So there's four show business shows. They need you.
I know they need me.
Yeah, do you follow pop culture?
Come get me.
Do you follow pop culture?
I do a little bit, yeah. But, okay. You know, I feel like I want to do more of the fitness stuff, you know, because that's right. what I'm passionate about.
Yeah, she should be like the
fit girl.
Yeah, exactly. Like somebody told me, you know Bette Midler is?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, a trainer, a Hollywood trainer at the time, big shot trainer, rolls into Bette Midler's driveway at 7 a.m. She opens the door. She had obviously just woken up. She's in a robe. She says, "What do I pay you?" And he tells her, and she says, "I'll double it if you leave right now."
I'll take that gig. That's kind of cool.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, can you hang around a second?
Yeah.
We got to get to the news, but hang around. Good. More of the Tina Gozo coming up. You have something for me, David?
No.
All right, but you'll let me know?
I was going to ask
hang for the
Tina
next
question,
segment.
But I'll wait.
Yeah.
We're
going to have Dave work out.
All right, yes. Sounds good.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Dave?
Well, Andrea's not dressed for it, and I'm tired.
What about Mary?
Back with more of that in a second at 720 WGN, and CLTV joins us.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Live on CLTV and, of course, on 720 WGN, where Monday morning we'll be live at the Chicago Blackhawks store for the 1,000th show. A bunch of things to give away. Come by if you can. What time's the store open?
6 o'clock,
for?
Right?
6 a.m. 6 a.m. the store will be open. Well, that's great. Plus, you can get all geared up for the Hawks.
They have the best selection of stuff, too. I mean, not only the sweaters, but stuff for women, workout clothes, sweaters. Super cool.
You're right about all of it. Home opener.
Sweaters, not the Blackhawks jerseys.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Home opener is 1 week from tomorrow. Oh, well, the season opener and home opener is 1 week from tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Penguins, who are holding on to the cup for now.
They have temporary custody.
Yes. Well, the band wanted to let us know they're still here. Bettina Gozo is here. Bettina's our friend, and she is the next fitness star. People want to follow you on social media. What do they do?
At Bettina Gozo. Yeah. Only one T.
And is Gozo your real name?
It is my real name.
It's just such a, you're like, this is the perfect marketing package. She's got a cool name. She looks fabulous. She's a winner. She's the next fitness star. Come on.
Thanks. I need to keep you around more often.
Well, I'm telling you. Right?
Make me feel real good about myself.
No, it's ridiculous. Now, normally, I would do, during the show, a 2 to 2.5 hour workout while the show's going on. But today, I'm really tied up with paperwork. Andrea would normally be doing a full workout as well,
yes.
But she's wearing a dress today.
Yes.
She looks lovely, but she's wearing a dress.
Thank
it's really
Steve.
Not appropriate workout wear.
Right.
So, Dave, it's up to you. Bettina, I would like you to show Dave
I'm not wearing workout wear.
Yeah, but you look like this is all about being able to work out anytime, anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
See?
And this could be something you take on the road for a Northwestern game. Something maybe you could do in
there
a hotel room.
In the booth. You could do it in the Dave Innit broadcast booth.
I'm not working out in the booth. Okay.
But let's start with what you do to work out. What's your typical work? Will you work out every day, every other day?
Pretty much.
Which?
Every day?
Every day.
What is your routine? Much. What do you do?
I do a little of everything. I do some running. I do some cardio. I do some strength training.
Good. That's great.
Some body weight stuff.
Cool.
Okay.
Is there a method to this, or is it like an ADD workout where you walk by a shiny machine and you stop?
No. I take some classes downstairs at the gym here at
Pilates?
Tribune.
You took a Pilates.
I don't take Pilates. No, I have not done Pilates.
But there's some class that's supposed to strengthen your butt that you guys were all talking about the other day.
Yeah, I haven't taken that particular one.
Butt
I think
blaster
it's called
or something?
Guns and butts and guts or
butts
something.
And guts.
How about a bar class,
abs and booty?
Dave? That would be good.
A what
bar?
Class?
I've not done a bar class.
Bar class.
My daughter-in-law does that.
Yeah, right.
I have not
tough,
done
aren't
So, Bettina, here's Dave, who is in great shape. What do you take for somebody like Dave who's in great shape, and what do you do to get him to the next level?
I'm going to challenge him with a plank, but I'm going to get involved with the plank.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you guys are going to plank together?
No, he's going to plank.
Okay, he's going to plank, and you're going to be involved.
I'm going to be
involved. All right, so you know where to go, so people at CLTV can see this.
We'll do a little play-by-play,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Dave is standing.
And Dave, I want to tell you, I don't know if it matters to you, but I'm tired just thinking about what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
We should preface it. Dave is in good shape, right, but Dave, Tina's going to give him a good workout.
Oh, Dave, we'll go ahead and leave your microphone on.
Are you going on that carpet?
All right, yes. There we go.
This is where Coco the dog was.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
He needs a mat.
So Dave is now about to plank, and Bettina's leaning over him with instructions.
And now you can't let me knock you. Oh, come on there. Oh, wow.
Whoa. So what she's trying to push him over while he's planking. And he's resisting.
Tell me I was going to have to do this.
That was the secret, Dave. That was the secret.
Vanderbilt says your butt is too high. Yeah. I don't know if that's accurate criticism.
No, don't put your knees down.
I told him he
got to rest.
But Tina, tell me, you were impressed, right?
I was very impressed. Very strong.
Yeah, you couldn't knock him over.
Very, very strong. Very good core stability.
Thank you.
Your core is knees to navel?
Your hips all the way up to your shoulders.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, mine's knees to navel. And my core is different than yours. Well, Dave, we're impressed.
That was it, man. I'm just drained.
He's like sweating, so if you guys can't see.
And you are sweating, and your face is a little red. But wait, props to Dave, though, because Bettina told me and Steve off the air that she was going to have you plank, and you know, half the... I guess your core, testing your core, is the resistance, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So you didn't know.
I didn't know that was coming.
You didn't know that was coming.
You didn't know it was coming.
What's the longest you've planked?
Oh, I don't know.
An hour?
Oh, you're asking Bettina.
I thought I'd ask
her. No, I never actually timed it because it beyond a minute, I feel like it just kind of like meh.
Now you're just showing off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been hearing a lot that Cher has like a claim to fame for a really long plank, maybe like 5 minutes long or something.
Cher's got enough money, she hires somebody to plank for her. That's the wig guy. All right, so let's take a beginning workout thing. What's one thing you would tell somebody who hasn't done it in a while? They're not going to have to go check with their doctor. It's a good thing to do other than just go for a walk.
Yeah. One of my favorite things is a push-up.
Okay.
But a lot of people just try right away with their hands on the ground.
Right.
So I say start with your hands on a bench or a table because then that'll alleviate the angle a little bit. So then you can work a little bit easier. And then you can work from there and start to decrease and then all the way to the ground.
All right. So what about somebody that's in the gym maybe a day or two a week and they want to amp it up?
I'd say start to involve intervals. So if you're on whether it be on the elliptical, the stairs, the treadmill, you know, a lot of people are just used to being there for 20 minutes, steady state. Try a minute of really, really hard work, 30 seconds of rest, and then maybe inverting it at first, 30 seconds hard, then go a minute of rest, and then start to go to 30 seconds, 30 seconds, and maybe a minute, 30 seconds.
So and the idea is it's cardio, pops your cardio faster.
Yes. So you'll burn calories the rest of the day versus just in that 20 minutes that you're working out.
Okay. Someone said one time that you're supposed to work off more calories per day than you take in, but that's impossible, isn't it? In a day?
It depends on what your goals are. I mean, if you're trying to lose weight, then you're supposed to, you know, decrease your calories just a little bit. Uh-huh. But I always recommend like talking to a dietitian about specifically what your goals are with that stuff. But yeah, I mean, if you're working out a lot, you should be eating.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah, because it keeps the whole engine moving, huh?
Yeah. You need that.
and for somebody that works out a fair amount, a lot. Like Dave,
yeah.
Plank and wait for you to come over to knock him down.
You can do that, or you can do a bunch of burpees, whatever.
Oh, those
you love burpees?
I hate.
What are those?
Does anyone really like burpees?
I kind of do.
Yeah, explain what a burpee is.
The burpees where you jump up in the air with your hands up. He's going to show you.
Right, do it.
You drop into a squat.
Yeah, then you just
thrust.
Drop down.
Burpees are the worst.
You go. Yeah, you. You
up,
jump,
down.
Then down. Kick
see, this
it
is
back,
impressive.
Back up.
I'm very impressed with his fitness
he's
level.
82. He's looking great as well.
Wow, you look great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's why, because he works out all the time. Well, Bettina, we're very proud of you. We're happy for
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And as you continue to be a bigger and bigger star, we hope you'll return our phone calls.
Of course.
Yeah, Bettina Gozo. Follow her again on social media where?
At Bettina Gozo.
And if you're going to buy sports products, buy them from Nike. She looks good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nice to see you as always.
Thank you.
919. The president on the phone with me coming up. He's probably just finishing his workout on 720 WGN.